Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. I thank all of you for attending this session. I'm so sorry. Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, I would like to hand over it to Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Ramnath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON, Pune. Prabhuji studied VTech at the National Institute of Technology in Trichy and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the new Vedic Cultural Center at the Pune Temple. And at this time, I would also request for devotees to please turn your cameras on for class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji, for your brief introduction. Thank you so much. Prabhuji needs to connect to audio still. Yes, ma'am. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there's some message on the chat for everyone. Please read that.
Yeah, Prabhuji. It's 5th Canto, 10th Chapter, 25th Verse, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We'll start with prayers.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Nangai Tegiram Yatripatamaham Bande, Shri Gurum Dinataranam, Shri Chaitanya Nishwaram Paramananda Madhavam.
Hare Krishna. Very happy to see some of you Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and I'll be happier to see others also. Yes, I feel very encouraged. Only some of you have turned on videos. I request others also, please turn on your videos. Okay, so we are still in the same place. There's a discussion going on between Rahugun and Jad Bharat. And this discussion is a really long discussion. So it's going on for quite some time. So today's verse that I've been given is the last shloka in this particular episode. Then again, the next episode is also further instructions of Jad Bharat to King Rahugun. So what has happened till now? We could see that how Jad Bharat was very compassionate to the ants. As a result, he got chastised by Rahugun, king. Then Jad Bharat, for the first time, officially on the records, I would say on the records, not off the records. On the records, he opens his mouth to speak the quintessence of all the scriptures, the wisdom that comes out from his mouth. And Jad Bharat gives a very, very befitting reply to Rahugun. And as soon as he replies to Rahugun, Rahugun immediately becomes very submissive. And that's something that you all have observed. He becomes very submissive there, and he even sings that very famous verse. Naham vishanke suraraja vashtra vajran Nyatrakshashulanayamasya dandar Nagnarka soma vilavista patrat Chanke Vrisham Brahma Kulavamana. So Rahuguna says that, well, see, I am not afraid. I am not afraid. Naham Vishamke Sura Raja Vajran. See, Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that amongst all the weapons, I am the Vajra, or that thunderbolt of Indra. And that is the most powerful weapon. Raguna says, well, I'm not afraid of it. Na tri aksha shulan. Three aksha. Aksha means ice. And three aksha means who has three aksha? Three eyes? Shiva. He has a shul. Shul means trishul. Three aksha having trishul. The special weapon of a trident. So, Nyatraksha Shulan. I'm not afraid of even Shiva's trident. Must be really fearless person. Na Yamasya Danda. Now, everybody in this world surely fears death. So, I'm not afraid of even Yamadanda. What to speak of, see, meeting Yamaraj, I don't even mind getting beaten by Yamaraj's this chastisement rod. I'm not afraid. Na Agni Soma Anila. Neither I am afraid of all the other physical elements like the sun, the moon, the fire, the wind. No. I'm not afraid of any of it. Then what are you afraid of? Because everybody in this world is afraid of something. So here he says that I have a healthy fear. And this healthy fear is Shanke Brisham. I'm very, very fearful. Brisham means very severely fearful. Brahma Kula Avamana. To insult, dishonor, to disrespect those from the Brahma Kul or the family of Brahmanas. Or one says we can even take it as Vaishnavas. So I'm very afraid to offend great souls. That's my greatest fear. Otherwise, I don't have any other fear. That's what Rahugun speaks. This is a very famous verse. And later on, after speaking out his heart, because he surely understood that this personality, Jada Bharat, is definitely a great soul. After that, now, in this final section, he makes certain inquiries. Yeah. So his questions are really good. Very good questions. He says that tiredness does not apply to you. But I feel personally, I have my experience that I become tired when you perform action. Soul never gets tired. Then how is it that when you do seva, you become, how many of you have done seva and become tired? Yeah, all of us, we all, especially Janmashtami upcoming, it's a very blissful experience, yet a very tiring experience. Yeah, you have to go on. And especially all of us, we have Janmashtami celebration for one full week in different places. We have one Maharashtra version, Maharashtrians celebrate one day earlier than the regular Janmashtami. Then we have the actual Janmashtami. Then we have the village program Janmashtami. Then we have another temple Janmashtami. The congregation program Janmashtami, local center Janmashtami, 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 Janmashtami. Next is 1 week Janmashtami. Prabhupada appearance festival. So it's like 1 week of heavy service. It's like this World Holy Name Week. We have a Pune Janmashtami week. And that really tires off many people. And you, how come you can say that you're not getting tired? The soul doesn't get tired. That's the first question he asks. The next question that he asks is, you see that when you heat a pot that contains milk, yes, the milk gets hot and there is also rice. Like you want to make sweet rice. How many of you love sweet rice? Heat. You all love. Wish we could have, after this meeting, a bowl of sweet rice. Because any meeting without eating is actually cheating. That's what they say. So we need to have some prasad. We should make some technology to online distribute prasad. Transport from here and it gets there. So he said that, oh yes, the milk gets hot and as a result of which the rice gets cooked in the sweet rice. Similarly, the soul, because of intimate connection with body, yes, the soul must also definitely undergo fatigueness and tiredness. How can you neglect this? How can you say that soul is not affected? The third question, the third thing that he asks is, I agree. I very much agree that master, servant, this is very temporary. Very temporary relationship, because this can keep changing. Today, the person A is authority, person B is subordinate. Tomorrow, person B can become the authority, person A can become the subordinate. It's quite possible. Yeah. Correct? Yes or no? So this position is there. But still, we have to perform. See, you cannot say that I'm doing something useless by chastising people who are unscrupulous. I'm chastising such people because it's the dharma of the king to punish people. Yes, I'm supposed to punish people who are actually not following the scriptures and who are very sinful. That's a duty given by Supreme Lord. I'm supposed to uphold dharma. And finally, he begs forgiveness. After asking these three questions, the first question relating to the how the soul is unaffected by material conditions, he is not able to understand. Second thing, soul is intimately connected to the body, so the soul has to identify with the body. And number three, soul also identifies with the current position. So as per the position, you have to act. How can you say that you cannot act? So these three questions, he was not able to understand, but still he begs forgiveness for how to overcome the sin of Vaishnava Prath, because I have committed Vaishnava Prath. Not just Brahma Prath, I have committed Vaishnava Prath. Brahma Prath, Yani Kani Cha Papani, Brahma Hatyadi Kani Cha. Even the sin of killing a Brahmana, we do Yani Kani. How many times we go around Tulsi Maharani? Let me check. GK, let me see how many of you are going to get this correct.
Three times.
You go around three times only? Four. You're supposed to go around four times. One more. Add one more to your sadhana tomorrow onwards. Yes. It's four times, not three times. Three times around the temple of the Lord. But four times around Tulsi Maharaj. Why four times? Any question? Any? No? You don't know? Really? Anybody can answer. Why four? No? Four sinful actions. What are they? My God. There are four sinful actions. Only four. Four regulative principles. No. To go beyond birth, old age, disease, and death. To go beyond the four problems of life. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. To go beyond that. That's the reason. So he begs forgiveness. Now, Vaishnava Aparadha, how to overcome the sin of that? How to overcome this offense? But sin is on a material platform. And offense is on a spiritual platform. That's the difference. Sin is on a material platform. Offense is on a spiritual platform. So how do I get rid of this offense? Tanme bhavan nara deva abhimana madena tochi krita satnamasya krishishta maitri drishtam artabando yathatare sad avadhyayanam amaha. So he says, please show your mercy upon me. And then comes today's shloka. Now, why are you so afraid of Vaishnava Prath? Why are you so afraid of Vaishnava Prath? That is the answer that Brahugun gives in today's shloka. That's the connection. So after he makes his inquiry, again, he's just sorry. He's not able to get over the guilt and the remorse that I have committed a Vaishnava Prath. So now, why is Vaishnava Prath so serious? That's our verse for today. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, text number 25 of chapter 10, entitled The Discussion Between Jada Bharat and Maharaj Rahugana. Na vikriya vishva suhrit sakhasya samyena vita bhimate stavapi mahadvimanat svakrita dhimadran namshatya durad apishulapani. Can someone help me read?
Can I read, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Oh, my dear Lord, you are the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. You are therefore equal to everyone and you are free from bodily conception. Although I have committed an offense by insulting you, I know that there is no loss or gain for due to my insult. You are fixed in your determination, but I have committed an offense. Because of this, even though I may be as strong as Lord Vishnu, I shall be vanquished without delay due to my offenses at your lotus feet of a Vaishnava.
Thank you.
So even, as strong as Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As strong as Lord Shiva. That is why That is why you see Vaishnavanam Yathashambho. Shiva is the best of Vaishnavas. So you may have that particular position, that influence, that strength, that abilities of Lord Shiva. But even if you are as strong as Lord Shiva, I will be vanquished without a delay, immediately. So there are many, many important words here. Without a delay, immediately you will be destroyed when you perform Vaishnavabra. My Lord. So as strong as Lord Shiva, this is striking, and the entire purport is going to focus only on as strong as Lord Shiva. I shall be vanquished due to my offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava. And why does this happen? How many of you have ever faced scorching heat of a sun? Of the sun, scorching heat. In India, you get to face it every day. Because we have only three climates. It's hot, hotter and hottest. Nothing else. So we don't know what's winter. We don't know what's spring. We don't know what's autumn. We only know summer. Hot, hotter and hottest. That's it. So many of you face this scorching heat of the sun. Now I give you an option. You have to go out in the sun and walk for something about, say, 20 minutes. Yes, you have to go to the temple for a seva for 20 minutes. It's going to take you. Or for the Bhagavatam class, 20 minutes. You have to walk. There's no other go. But I give you only one option. You either can take a hat to cover your head, or I give you chappals to cover your feet. Which one would you choose? Chappals or the hat? Please type it in the chat. Whether it's hat or the footwear. Both, no. Both options not available. No, you can cheat like this.
Chappals.
Okay. Footwear. I'm looking for hat. The slippers, chappal, feet. Nobody, anybody hat? Okay. Thank you for my satisfaction. Vasaviji has written hat. Please take it. Just because you asked for a hat. But if you take hat, you're going to have blistered feet. Because I have experience of many times walking in scorching sun, the heat. It's like a fire walk practically. You're jumping. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You're jumping and doing kirtan and going. And devotees may say, those who are watching you, they may say, Hare, what an ecstatic devotee. It is not ecstasy. It is the pain in my feet, which is making me dance and go. Every walk is a dance. Every word is a song. You get that experience. This happened in Mayapur. I have resolved. In the summers, we normally spend time in Mayapur. We have youth camp, etc. So I had resolved that in the Dham, this was my first time I went to Mayapur, I will not wear footwear. And that was the last day, first and last day of the resolution. I immediately, last session, after that, I wore footwear throughout. Because we went, and then I was practically done. Because I was told by my mentor that Mayapur Dham is a very wonderful Dham to make good spiritual business. So please keep chanting. So he told me never to stop chanting. If you're not doing anything, chant. So I would always chant. And I was chanting and dancing also. It was so natural. Yeah, it was natural. I was dancing because it was so hot below. So if you prefer the hat, you're going to have blistered feet. So it's better to have the sun on your head rather than having the sun on the feet. This is very obvious and clear. This is how Lord Krishna, the devotees of the Lord, are situated on the lotus feet of Lord. You can tolerate the scorching heat on the head, not a problem. But we can never ever tolerate the heat on the feet. So Rahuguna knew this. Very well. Raghuna was confident that if I were to offend the Vaishnavas who are situated on the lotus feet of the Lord, I am going to be hurting the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And that cannot be tolerated. Lord may for once in a while, he may tolerate some offense to himself. There's no problem. Shishupal, well, he forgave him 99 times. Each time Shishupal is to come and abuse the Lord 99 times, he is to keep a count. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 98. Here is 99 and now bye. I'm leaving. Krishna has to forgive him. Because he cannot commit 100 offenses in a row. That's what would lead to his death. But when Krishna got the Ratsui Yajna, he couldn't tolerate. And he crossed his limits. So as soon as he committed the 100th offense, Krishna took out the Sudarshan Chakra and finished him. I would say delivered him rather. So Lord doesn't tolerate the offense to his devotees because of this reason. Yeah. So I wanted to comment on one more part of the translation. Oh my dear Lord, you're the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. What a beautiful statement. So he was recommending and asking for the friendship of the Lord through a devotee who is a friend of the Lord. So I have a story for all of you. This is which happened a few hundred years back in India. So there was a Mataji. And this Mataji was a very, very spiritual and devotee-minded lady. Yes, she stayed somewhere close to Vrindavan. Not exactly in Vrindavan. So her guru, her spiritual master, was a sannyasi in Vrindavan. And she would love to go and sit and hear from her spiritual master, hear the sermons, hear the kirtans, and serve the spiritual master. Great taste. But her husband hated sadhus. He would hate sadhus. Somebody in this dress, he thought that these guys are nothing but parasites on the society. He hated, thorough hatred. And he never wanted to see. As soon as he sees some sadhu, he used to try to drive them away from the place. So this sannyasi guru happened to come. He happened to come to her home, the Mataji's home. So Mataji welcomed the sannyasi. She arranged for the foot wash. And she went into the kitchen to serve prasad. She gave serve prasad to sannyasi. Meanwhile, the husband came. The husband was furious. He said, "What is this? You lady, how you person?" He didn't say anything to the wife. He said, "How dare you come to my house? And how dare you come to my house when I am not there? With whose permission you came inside? Just stand up, get up, and get lost. Get out." So he sent him away. And the sannyasi was least affected. He was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So he just walked away. And when the wife learned about this, she was really pained in heart. And she had a tug of war. What to do? Husband is the person who's giving me shelter materially. And guru is the person who's spiritually sheltering me. Both of them, I'm obliged to both of them. What can I do? So she was having this tug of war. So finally she decided that I don't wish to live any longer. I decide to quit my body right here, right now. So she sat to fast. And I'm going to just be fasting. And I'll fast till the time the life airs, they become weak and I die. That's it. She told. She was very determined. And she did this for some time. But there was an issue. The husband of this Mataji was very attached to her. He was really, really attached to her. So he went and requested, "Please, please don't do like this. If you die, what will happen to me?" So please. And the wife said, "Okay, fine. No problem. If you don't want me to die, you should do one thing. Okay, you tell what is it that you want me to do? You should go to Vrindavan, meet my spiritual master, beg forgiveness, bring him with due respect, serve him personally, and then I will not die." He said, "Immediately I'll do it, no problem, because I'm attached to you. I will do it for you." So then he went to Vrindavan and just followed whatever his wife told him, and finally brought the spiritual master, served him very well. And later on, he became a Vaishnava. The person who hated devotees became a wonderful devotee. And moreover, to top it all, later on, after a few years, he decided to take sannyas. So he went and expressed his desire to his wife. It's a true story. I'm not making it up. So he went and told his wife that, "I wish to take sannyas. Can you give me permission to take sannyas?" She was a very elevated Vaishnava. She said, "Perfect. Go ahead. Take sannyas." And he's Angadji Babaji Maharaj. His samadhi is still there in Vrindavan. One of the famous saints. So that was the story of how he became a sannyasi. So the whole point is, this person was, he hated sadhus, but he was attached to his wife, who was a great devotee. Yes. And this wife was attached to Guru, who is a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. And because of his attachment to the wife, he also became a Vaishnava. So much so that he went on to take sannyas. So this is what happens in our preaching also. In our congregation preaching, first the Matajis become Krishna conscious. And then slowly you will find the Prabhujis following. They also come behind them. And they also become Krishna conscious. This is what happens. This is the very same case. In many cases, that's what happens. The Matajis are more serious and they bring. So this is how. Here the same principle Rahuguna is trying to apply. And he says that, "Well, I want to get attached to you." And that's why even Parikshit Maharaj or even Ritrasur, they aspire for friendship of devotees. mama uttama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakre brahmatam swakarma bhi. So I am aspiring for friendship of devotees. Mama uttama shloka janeshu sakyam. Why? Because why? Samsara chakre brahmatam swakarma. Because of my sinful activities, I've been loitering around in this material world. Tan mayaya atmajadara geheshu. And in this consciousness, I've been thinking, oh, this is mine. That's how Maya acts. This is I am this body, this is mine, this wife is mine, this son is mine, this house is mine, this property is mine. I've been having this me and mine consciousness. But asakta chittasya nanata bhuyat. I don't want this asakta attached consciousness. Chittasya. I don't want this. Nanata bhuyat. I don't want it again. I've suffered enough with this me, mine, and I concept. But I want to stop it. And that will happen only if I develop friendship with your devotees. That's what Rudrasur says. And this is his final shloka, the last words of his life. And especially the last words have great value. Even when you would have seen sometimes in the movies, usually the police or the people are interrogating, they would ask, come on, now anyway you're going to die, tell us the truth. Who did this? Tried to say, oh, that person, he dies in between. That's an anticlimax. The guy dies off. But in this case, Bhagavatam is not like that. Bhagavatam, everyone speaks the truth and they leave the body. Even Parikshit Maharaj says the same thing. Punascha bhuyat bhagavantyanante ratim prasangasya tadashrayeshu mahatsuyam yamupaya visishtam maitrastu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. He's saying, I want to have anantarati towards you. I want to have attraction towards you, Lord. If I punascha bhuyat, if I again take birth, I'm prepared. Let me have devotion for you. Ratim prasangasya tadashrayeshu, and let me be under devotees. Mahatsu yam yam upayam srishtam. Let me serve the devotees. Mahats. And maitrastu sarvat. Let me be friends with everybody. I want to be everybody's friend. So this is very clear. The friendship of Vaishnavas is very, very beneficial. But when we make friends with devotees, when we have relationship with devotees, there is one challenge. What is that challenge? Yes.
Offense.
What is the challenge?
Offense.
Yes. Offenses. And that's what the purport is going to be speaking about. Offenses. We were hearing from His Holiness Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj. He had come to Pune. So he was telling the association of Vaishnavas is like honey. Yes, it's like honeycomb. It's like honeycomb. So when you go near honeycomb, what do you get? Yes, you get honey. But along with honey, you get some gifts also. What is that? Anyone having experience, they will be able to tell. You get some stings. Ting, ting, ting. The honeybees will come and try to sting you. Ting. So we have to tolerate certain things in the association of Vaishnavas. So friendship with devotees is amazing, but we have to take care of this. Yes, bee bites. Bee stings. You don't bite, they sting. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaja Rahugana was very intelligent and conscious of the inauspicious effects arising from insulting a Vaishnava. Hari Bol. Intelligent and conscious. He was aware. That's why he's repeatedly asking forgiveness. After he first he asks, he expresses what all things he was in fear. Then he says, I very much fear offending Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Then again, once again, after presenting his questions, he's again and again begging forgiveness. How did you have this experience that accidentally we have offended some Vaishnava and then we keep asking, sorry, 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 Prabhuji, sorry, sorry. It's okay, come on. Once again, sorry. While leaving them, sorry. Then once again, you drop a WhatsApp message, sorry. You drop a big mail and then again say, sorry. How many have we done this? We do it. That's good actually. We are conscious. Yes, we are very conscious. That's very important. We shouldn't take it lightly. We should be very conscious. So Maharaj Raghun was similar. He was repeatedly asking forgiveness. He was therefore very anxious to be excused by Jadavarat. Because there's only one cure for Vaishnava. What is that? Anyone knows? My classes are very interactive. You have to keep your either fingers running through the keyboard or else your fingers on that button where you unmute yourself. Anyone?
making that clear understanding, that saying that our sorry to the person and make them happy.
So that's the Vaishnava should forgive you and be pleased with you. If not pleased with you, at least neutral. Okay, apologies accepted. If that certification is given, there's no objection certificate, then definitely you're excused. But unless the other Vaishnava forgives, no, there's no hope. Yes, there's no hope. Even for the point of view of, even we hear the pastime of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was once in a Siddha Deha. He was connected to that particular network of Golok Vrindavan. Do you have that network with you? We have different networks. So there's Golok Vrindavan network. You activate your hotspot or Wi-Fi connection, spiritual Wi-Fi. You connect there. And he was there. He was completely in bliss. And there was one Vaishnava who was crippled. And the crippled Vaishnava was walking and coming. And all of a sudden, Rupa Goswami laughed loudly. And that Vaishnava thought, hey, Rupa Goswami, he's beyond the bodily conception of life. And he's making fun of me for being crippled. Oh, he took it as a great offense. And he left. And suddenly, he lost all connections. He had intentionally done nothing. There was absolutely no intentional offense here. It just happened to be circumstances. It was completely circumstantial. And Rupa Goswami lost the connection. He tried. Okay, when we lose the Wi-Fi connection, what do? We switch off and again switch on. He tried that. He tried to reboot. He tried to switch. Is there some change of channel? Sorry, the Bhakti Sangha Japa online Zoom ID and password is changed. So let me go and check it out if it is changed. Nothing. There was no change. So he went and expressed to his Shiksha Guru, who is Srila Sanatana Goswami. He went and told him what happened. Srila Sanatana Goswami said, I think probably you offended a Vaishnava. You have. So then he told him to give a big feast. And when you give out a feast, call the feast, that Vaishnava will not come for the feast. That time we can find out who is that Vaishnava. And exactly the same thing happened. The crippled Vaishnava did not come for the feast and Sanatana Goswami went and met him. And this Vaishnava said, how is it that Rupa Goswami can laugh on me? So Sanatana Goswami said, let me find out. So he tuned into the same channel, the same frequency, the same Wi-Fi. Yes, the same link. He clicked, spiritual link. And he also started laughing. And this Vaishnava was bewildered now. Initially, we had the younger brother laughing. Now we have the elder one also laughing. Both are laughing. And I'm crying here that you're making fun of me. He said, my dear Vaishnava, please understand what happened. Actually, what happened was Srimati Radharani, along with all her sakis, was in Vrindavan. And she was trying to pluck a flower. But she was trying. It was not happening. So she just jumped and caught hold of the branch to pluck the flower. But the branch had been lowered by a very, very dear blue-eyed naughty boy, Krishna. He had pressed his feet and lowered the branch so that Radharani could easily catch and pull the flower. As soon as she plucked the flower, Krishna just took off his feet from the branch and the branch came up and Srimati Radharani was hanging in the air. Now everyone is laughing, you see. All Vaishnavas here are laughing. That's the reason we laughed. That's the reason I laughed. That's the reason you're also laughing. And all Vaishnavas in the Zoom meeting are also laughing. Everyone is laughing. But then everything was clarified and sorted. And Rupa Goswami was again, he got the full access to the Golok Vrindavan channel. Hare Krishna. So it can happen. So we have to be really careful. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Raghun, everyone should be very cautious not to commit an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. This is the instruction. Yeah. In fact, I would hear the lectures of my spiritual master and he would tell us to do only two things. He would tell us, you chant Hare Krishna and don't criticize anyone. Now, why would he say don't criticize anyone? Because there is every possibility that the person you're criticizing might become a Vaishnava tomorrow. And then that becomes an offense. For example, we see Dhru Maharaj. Dhru Maharaj, when he was offended by his stepmother, he was pained, he was hurt by his stepmother. That time he was not a devotee. But when he became a devotee, the offenses did count. As a result of which, she had to die a very pitiful death. the offenses do come. So we have to be very careful. Don't criticize anyone. And this tendency we have, all of us unfortunately have. That is why what does the Nectar of Instruction teach us? Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshesti chet pranatavischa bhadantamisham shushrushaya bhajana vignyam ananyamanya nindadi shunyam vritam ipsita sangalabdha. I'll just focus on the last line. Nindadi shunya. That means who are free from the tendency to criticize. Vritam ipsita sangalabdha. We have to take such association and worship such Vaishnavas. They are the topmost Vaishnavas who are free from the tendency and propensity to criticize anyone. So, we need to be that kind of Vaishnava. Even among us, our Goswamis, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he wouldn't hear the faults of any Vaishnava or any person, even if it were true. He wouldn't hear. Don't want to hear. Sorry. He's not interested. Because he didn't want to fill his ears with Vaishnava Ninda. Very difficult. Usually we love Vaishnava Ninda. Krishna Katha is going on. Ah, how boring. Vaishnava Ninda? Ah, yes, please tell me more details. I'll ask more questions. Please wait. I just get my diary and pen and let me note down everything. That's how eager we are for Vaishnava Ninda and hearing faults of others. And the very reason is Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that the very reason why a person is speaking so much of criticism and faults is because the person themselves, they are honeycombed with faults. If a person's heart is flooded with faults, that's what will come out. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So we have to watch our thoughts and watch our talks. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khanda says, Shulapani samayadi bhakta ninda kare Bhagavata pramana tatha pishrigra mare. Very sweet verse, but very dangerous. Who's Shulapani? See, here also Shulapani was used. Shulapani. Shulapani. Shula means Trishul, the trident. And Pani means one who's holding it in the hands. Chakrapani is Krishna. Shulapani is Shiva. Vajrapani is Indra. Yes, Pani is hands, what you hold it in the hands. All right. So if somebody is equivalent to Shiva, Shulapani sama yadi bhakta ninda kare. But such kind of devotee, even if he's as strong as Shiva, the same thing is just quoted by Prabhupada. If he does bhakta ninda, criticizing Vaishnavas, then Bhagavata Pramana Tatapi Shigra Mare. Bhagavat Pramana. Bhagavatam is having many proofs that person is going to die very soon. Die means his bhakti is going to die. He'll lose bhakti. He'll lose access to Vaishnavas and bhakti. And I've seen this happening many times, unfortunately. Powerful devotees chanting 108 rounds a day. They could chant. They could read ours together. Bhakti Shakti really strong. But criticizing management. Usually that's how the criticism creeps in. What is this? What is this management? What kind of management is happening? These people don't know anything. I know more than them. I can do better things than them. These people are unfit and etc. We incompetent. Incapable. Incapable of doing things. We keep speaking like this. Becomes aparat. We've seen people just losing all affinity and attraction for Vaishnava. Samaj. Just taste is lost. If you're criticizing, you get something. This is a law, actually. It works very powerfully. It's a universal law. You get something, you're grateful for it, Krishna gives you more. And you get something. And you're not grateful for it. Rather, you criticize it, you lose it. It's taken away from your life. That's how it happens. Very unfortunate. Ena Vaishnava Ninda Sarvajna Hai Seja Nira Adha Pata Sarva Shastra Kai. Hare Krishna. So, Ena Vaishnavera Ninda Sarvajnana Hai. See, you understand this very clearly that all scriptures, Sarva Shastra Kai, all scriptures are saying this one thing. Janera Se janera adha path. That means this person will land up, he will fall down. He'll fall up and adha means down, downward. Fall path means patan. Fall down. fall down from one spiritual position. Ena Vaishnav Ninda Sarvagna. Person who is offending Vaishnava, being Vaishnava Ninda, criticizing Vaishnava. Same thing again is spoken in another place. Vaishnavera Ninda Karibeke Yaragana Tara Raksha Samarthya Nahika Kona Jana. Somebody who does Vaishnava Ninda, anyone. So Tara Raksha, his protection, Samarthya, the ability to protect that person, nobody will have. You cannot be protected by anybody, including Supreme Lord. We see the case of Durvasa Muni. Lord said, I cannot. Sorry, I can't do anything for you. All I can give you a free tip. Please go to Ambarish Maharaj and beg forgiveness. That's the best thing I can do for you right now because I don't have any ability. Aham bhakta paradino hi asvatantra yadvija sadhu virgrastha hridayo bhakteir bhakta janapriya. Who told you that I am independent, Lord? No, I am dependent on my Vaishnavas. I don't have any independence. Shulapani, now this, I'm not reading the same verse, it's another verse. Shulapani samayadi Vaishnavera ninde tathapi nashahaya kahe shastra vrinde. So all the shastras say that the person's bhakti will be destroyed, even if you are equivalent to Shiva. Ihana maniya yesu jana ninda kare janme janme se papishtha daiva dosha mare. A person who does not accept this portion of the shastras and keeps performing the activity of ninda or criticism without caring. And you keep daring to, without caring, you keep daring to blaspheme and criticize the Vaishnava. Janme, janme, se papishta daiva dosha mare. He will just live and die, and in between there will be suffering. Nothing else. His life will be simply full of all suffering. Such heavy statements are given in the Shastras to emphasize that one should not do this Vaishnava aparadha. We just quickly summarize what are the Vaishnava aparadhas. We try to take it down together. There are six types of Vaishnava aparadhas. And you all are going to give me examples for it. Okay? The first one is not to feel jolly or happy upon seeing a Vaishnava. That's also Vaishnava aparadha. You see some Vaishnava who's coming. Hare Krishna. Ah, Hare Krishna. Why? Why? I'm very unlucky today. I'm very unfortunate. I had to see this person's face in the beginning of the day. Ah, what should I do? I need to go to Ganges and take a bath probably. Why did this fellow come? Not feeling jolly. This is also Vaishnava. You have any examples? Indra seeing Durvasa. Indra respected also. Yes. Actually, in Shastras, I tried to find out. There's no example concretely. This may happen to all of us. Because at least externally they act. Hare Krishna. Welcome. Namaste. Every person will do that. Nobody will act. Although in the mind we may think, ah, the soul has come. Why did this guy come? Yeah, yeah, welcome. Come in. Come. You want prasad? Give me. That's all. So this first one. The second one was Daksha's example will come. Please reserve Daksha for the appropriate time. We need to give apt examples, you see. Yes. The second one is not offering obeisances to Vaishnava. Not offering obeisances to Vaishnava. The first time we see a Vaishnava, we should offer obeisances. Nowadays we have shortcuts. Vancha. Vancha, vancha. Okay, vancha. We are done. Obeisances. Vancha obeisances. Shortcut. Well, some people touch the ground and touch their head. Yes. Vancha Prabhu, you have taken your dust from the ground. What is this? This is not what Shastras teach. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa siddho bhya eva cha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. We need to offer obeisances. What to speak of devotees, even the karate. Have any of you learned karate? Yeah. Yes, Lalita Mataji. Each time, I would like to ask you, because they will not believe me. Each time you enter a dojo, what are you supposed to do? Shoot them. Yeah, see, you saw her? Mataji, you can say, you can share it. Of course, you're supposed to bow. You enter a dojo, you exit. You're supposed to take a bow. That's the norm. And there is your parampara. Guru parampara is also there. Their photos. You're supposed to. Sanjayundri, horse. Sanjayundri, horse. You have to do that. It's there. So even if you see mundane martial arts, they follow so many rules. Why we can't follow? And we should also follow offering obeisance. But if you become very lazy, in fact, there's a Srila Prabhupada disciple who went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I don't feel like offering obeisances to you. Prabhupada said, then you should start offering obeisances. You will feel like offering obeisances. Initially, we feel like doing. We don't feel like chanting Hare Krishna. What do? Start chanting Hare Krishna. You feel like chanting Hare Krishna. You don't feel like attending Bhagavatam class. What you should do? Just put the ID, put the password, and come and sit in the Bhagavatam class. You'll feel like hearing Bhagavatam class. So nothing. Jivatma doesn't want to practice bhakti at all. He doesn't want no interest. You don't feel like doing anything. We feel like only doing sense gratification. But we should do it. All the more we should do. Offer our obeisances. Second. The third one is killing a Vaishnava. Who did this? Wait. Obeisances, who did that? Not offering obeisances. Bhrigu Muni offering of, was offensive. He did not respect Brahma, but that was actually for testing. He was testing whether Brahma is the supreme person. You got it. So he goes there, doesn't offer obeisances. He goes in and he sees Brahma has got angry. He said, yes, he cannot be the supreme lord. We do this drama actually. So Bhrigu's litmus test of who is the supreme personality of Godhead. So that was a mental offense, not offering obeisances.
Prabhuji King Indradumna.
Indradumna Maharaj. Okay. He was poor at guest reception. Correct. He also did not offer obeisances. He was very bad at guest reception. So he was cursed. Okay. Manigreeva and Nalakuvera, very good example. And even Indra was sitting there receiving worship. And Brihaspati comes. There's a chapter, the six chapters title. Can you imagine the title of the headlines? Headlines of Bhagavatam, Indra offends Brihaspati with bold letters. Indra offends Brihaspati. What is the offense? The offense of omission, omitting offering obeisances. There are offenses of commission and there are offenses of omission. You omit doing an activity, that's also an offense. Roma Harshan not offering obeisances to Balarama. So that is the Supreme Lord. That's not Vaishnava Prath, that is Bhagavata Prath. Yeah. Okay. Next. Third one is killing a Vaishnava. To make plans or to actually kill Vaishnava. That's also Vaishnava Prath. Who tried to do this? Attempted murder. Hiranyakashipu. Okay. Correct. He tried.
Durvasa
Ambarish. This is a very apt example. Durvasa Muni tried to. He plucked a tuft of his hair, invoked a fire demon and sent, come on, kill this Ambarish. He's unfit to be a king, he's unfit to be a grihastha, he's unfit to be a kshatriya, for he doesn't know how to respect the guests. Kill him. And what happened? Sudarshan Chakra chased him for one full year. And he had to literally be humbled. Killing Vaishnava. Okay, then next is to envy a Vaishnava, to become envious of Vaishnavas. Example? This example comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very famous. Gopal Chappal. Gopal Chappal was very envious of Srivas Thakur. So Srivas Thakur is having Mahaprabhu is there. And Srivas Thakur's Angan, Srivas Angan is compared to Sevakunja, the place where the Rasleela is performed, because there was night Sankirtan going on. And he was not allowed entry because only the confidential and personal associates of Mahaprabhu got to be a part of the Sankirtan, night Sankirtan. Because Mahaprabhu said, why should we waste our time in our night sleeping? No, we should chant. Don't waste your time in the night. So they used to chant. No sleeping. Mahaprabhu's associates. That time Gopal Chappal, what did he do? He was envious of Srivas Thakur. And out of envy, what did he do? He put all the paraphernalia of black magic, tantric worship, Kali Puja. His goal was to assassinate the character of Srivas Thakur. But Srivas Thakur, he just came out, he saw, and he called all the people. Please come here, my dear friends, my neighbors. You all think of me as a great devotee. You regard me very, think very high of me. But let me show you. Who am I truly? Please see this. The Vaishnava said, come on, we don't believe all this. This is nonsense. They cleaned up the whole place, brought Gomutra, Gangajal, washed the whole thing. And Srivas Thakur got a free housekeeping service from all the Vaishnavas. Okay. Later on, he became Devkinandan Das. Vrindavana Vasiyata Vaishnaveragan Katamavandana Kuri Charana Smaran. So like that Kariya Smaran. So he becomes Devaki Nandan Das. Later on, he's reformed. But initially he was an offender. So offender also has hope. But the point is, it's not good. Okay, that's envy. Next is to blaspheme a Vaishnava. Now, who did the blasphemy? Now comes Daksha. Everybody kept saying Daksha, Daksha. Of course, Daksha did everything. But still, Daksha committed all Vaishnavapuras, all in one, together. Correct. So blaspheming Vaishnava. He said, well, I don't speak out of any envy. But I like to say that this Shiva is a horrible creature, filthy person. And started blaspheming Shiva openly in the assembly of Vajpayee Agni. And that was not a very healthy thing. Shiva just walks away from the place. When you hear a blasphemy of Vaishnava, you are supposed to do three things. Anyone knows? What do we do?
We cut off the nose of the other person. Sorry, Prabhuji. Leave that place or just try to defend or leave that place.
That's what we do. So safest approach is Narsimha, Narsimha, and leave the place. That's what we do. Narsimha, Narsimha, Narsimha. Leave the place. It works very nicely. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. We block our ears and leave the place. There are many Brahmanas did that. But the Brahmanas who did not do it, they continued to hear the offense. They also had to bear severe consequences by Veerbhadra. Yeah, we see that later on in the fourth canto. So that is blasphemy. The last one is getting angry on a Vaishnava. Anger for no reason. Anger because your sense gratification is disturbed. That's angry. Yes, who got angry on whom? You have any example? Daksha's example, Hiranyakashipu. Yeah, he got angry on Vaishnava. But this was not just anger, it was killing also. Durvasa Muni also killing, not just anger. He didn't stop with anger. When it took a step ahead. So these are, so if you want to remember the six things, you can remember this formula for joke, bad. J for not being jolly, J for not being jolly upon seeing a Vaishnava, O for obeisances, not offering obeisances to Vaishnava, K for killing a Vaishnava, E for becoming envious of Vaishnava, B for blaspheming, A for anger, and D for devotee. So joke, bad. These are the six types of Vaishnava pradas which we should not commit. And what among the 10 offenses, which is the first offense? To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord. And every devotee has dedicated their lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord. In that way, we should not offend any Vaishnavas. Okay. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? What of type of offense is done by Shaubari Muni? Shaubari Muni committed offense to Garuda Dev. This was not jolly obeisances, killing, no. And it was kind of anger. Yeah. Anger upon him. For he was trying to defend his friends. He had made friendship with the fishes. And because of which he cursed Garuda. It was cursed out of anger. I would say anger. This is my humble analysis. Guruji is making fun of a devotee and calling it a joke and say, I was kidding. Can you please comment? You may say, I was kidding, but if the other person doesn't feel he was kidding, then definitely it's going to be an offense. See, offense is something that's taken by either Krishna or by the devotee. Normally, devotees don't take offense, but Krishna takes offense. I mean to say the pure devotees don't take offense. They don't. Krishna definitely takes offense. So we should be careful. So you can do kidding, provided you have very good relationship, but still, on the safer side, let's not try to, we can judge with one thing, Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu. But try to apply that principle. Will I be comfortable to receive such a feedback or a comment or such a joke cut on me? Will I be comfortable? Think over it. And if you have the slightest doubt, better let's play safe. Mataji, can you please explain tiredness after seva concept? how to get to higher platform, get a spiritual body. That's the only way to go beyond tiredness of material body. There is no other, higher platform is there only. No more material body, no more material miseries, no more material world. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amritangamaya. You have to go to the spiritual world. That's the only solution. Okay. If I'm not happy to see a devotee who blasphemes devotees, am I an offender? Good, that's a question. So I would personally pray to Lord Krishna that I wouldn't like to see a devotee getting blasphemed. Yes. I don't want to see this person blaspheming devotees. Rather, I want to see this person glorifying devotees. That's what we tend to do. And normally, we don't feel happy seeing blasphemers. I also personally get angry sometimes when saying, how can such person blaspheme Vaishnavas? But what to do? That wouldn't be counted as an offense. But we shouldn't become a blasphemer in return for that. This is a blasphemer. Okay, let me blaspheme this blasphemer. We don't need to do that. Yes, we can definitely arrange for a very good inspiration for that devotee who has got accustomed to blasphemy, good counseling, somebody whom that devotee values, so that he's reformed and changed. That may not be an offense. But we shouldn't blaspheme the devotee in return. That's something we can take care of. King Vena behavior towards citizens and brahmanas, what offense? It's killing. Vena was a killer, right? He used to kill people also. All types are there. Can a Jivan Mukta Nitya Siddha still remain unfazed and energetic despite being in material world? Sorry for the barrage of questions. Thought-provoking class as always. Okay. A Jivan Mukta, one of the qualities he has, I just get it for you. Just give me 1 second. 8 qualities the Jivan Mukta has. I got it. Thanks to Bhakti Mukta. A person should reach out a Jivan Mukta who is seen to possess these 8 symptoms. Okay. Apahata papa, free from all sinful activities and the nisayans of maya. Vijara, who is free from old age, miseries of old age and decay. Vimrityu, has conquered death and rebirth. Vishoka, beyond material happiness and distress. Vijigatsa, no longer desires material enjoyment. Apipata, has no desire other than service to Krishna. Satyakama, who always desires, whose desires are always faultless and directed to Supreme Truth Krishna. Satya Sankalpa, whose wishes are always fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. There is no tiredness. Of course, we may say here, Vijara. The person doesn't get miseries of old age and decay. Yeah, but in this material world, we find that tiredness does come. Even Parshuramji gets tired. When he was killing the Kartavir Arjuna soldiers, he was killing them initially with the speed of the mind. But when he gets tired, he kills them with the speed of wind. So how do you justify that? So tiredness will come, definitely. Your classes, spiritual sense gratification. At a feast, we would like to eat with great relish as a festival. Okay, that's a comment, not a question. Thank you. But anyways, thank you. Lalitangi, Radhe Mataji. I'm a class 11 student, science student, and I get exhausted after the online classes for the day. And my enthusiasm for service reduces. How can I maintain my enthusiasm? Well, before you go for your online classes, do your bhakti. That is why Krishna also says, Tasmad Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yuddha. First you think of me and then go for a yuddha. So first do your spiritual activities, then go for the material duties. You do the reverse, it's not going to work out. Krishna knows it very well. So try to remember Krishna. You chant your rounds, you do your Bhagavad before you go for the online class. Otherwise, you're going to get enthused. You're going to definitely get. But on the other hand, when you do this, you do your spiritual activities first. And then you go for your material duties, you don't feel so exhausted. Rather, you're much more energized to do the service later on. Try it. It's a small thing, but it makes a big difference. Switch your time. Prabhu, sometimes we, without knowing, commit offense towards Vaishnava. So what should be our approach, as we don't know what offense we have done? So if you are unknowingly committing offenses, unknown, we offer obeisances in the morning, right? Even after our Shikshashtakam, we offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. We do that, right? Let us all offer our respectful, humble obeisances into all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who just like desire, peace, your sense of mercy, and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Then we vacha kalpata rupyasya, we all recite together. So there it is. Roji, how do you remember so many shlokas? I know very few. Is it by continually reciting them? Personally speaking, Prabhupada has given many shlokas. So I just, while reading, pick up here and there. And you have good knowledge of Sanskrit. Frankly speaking, many of them advised me to learn Sanskrit, but I didn't take that advice seriously because I don't want to spend that much of time. Not related, but I always see many great Vaishnavas like you remember so many shlokas. So my memory of shlokas is all Grace Prabhupada and my teacher, His Grace Radhesham, who keeps quoting them in this lecture. And as I hear, I also happen to remember it. I don't spend extra time in memorizing shlokas. In fact, I never memorize shlokas. For my exams, yes, I have memorized. But otherwise, I don't spend time. Whatever I see and hear from all wonderful Vaishnavas, I just remember that. You're done.
Prabhuji, we have raised hands, Prabhuji.
Really? I'm not able to see any.
Oh, really? I am able to see. Induleka Karuna Mataji and Anuradha Mataji, both are raised hands.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see that. That's why I was taking questions online.
Okay.
Yes. Induleka Mataji, you can moderate.
Okay, Anuradha Mataji, please go ahead.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful platform. Prabhu, it's like we can say sorry when we are at the giving end, when we are at the receiving end. And, you know, of course, we are not supposed to blaspheme them back and not criticize them. That's one part of it. But being a sadhaka level, talking for myself, if we continue to get hurt and the feeling is there and it affects my sadhana, how do we, you know?
We should express. Okay. We cannot be at that consciousness to say that, well, come on, offend me. Yeah, I don't feel anything. No, forgive me. That, it doesn't happen like that. We have to express.
But we must be in a position to express also, Prabhu. I mean, that person may not be in a state of mind where they are ready to listen to us. I mean, I'm talking from a practical point of view, not like...
We can go and share with our counselor. Okay. We can go and share with senior devotees that I felt offended by this dealing and I'm feeling deep pain in my heart. This is affecting my sadhana. And I personally feel that if I go and express this to that Vaishnava, it wouldn't make any difference. We can go and express. We'll definitely get some shelter.
And one more thing is, Prabhu, like you spoke about that story where this Mataji was giving up her life, you know, being... Yeah, so usually suicide is something is not recommended. But when it comes to spiritual life, we have seen in scripture and in real life also in our own Krishna conscious movement, people, devotees have given up their life. But it is not, I mean, of course, it is never recommended to give up your own life, which is meant for Krishna's service. But when it's happened, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted and in our movement also it has happened. How do we look at, how do we reconcile the both, Prabhu?
In this is a special case in which this Mataji was unable to understand how exactly, what am I supposed to do? She was not able to understand. And that's what Paramatma inspired her to do. She was not an ordinary soul. She is also a great Vaishnava. And such great Vaishnavas are inspired by Paramatma. And in our case, when we face this Dharma Sankat, we should consult superior Vaishnavas who are more stable, inspired and matured than us. We should have their guidance always. We shouldn't do things whimsically. So Vaishnavas, we hear about, they are inspired by the Lord. Why Jada Bharat did not open his mouth till now, finally he opens his mouth only in this particular chapter. Why is it so? Because that's what Paramatma inspired him to do. Get it? But we are not under Paramatma. We have to be under Vaishnavas.
Thank you.
Chitatma prashantasya Paramatma samahita. We have not attained that state.
Thank you.
Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna. Induleka Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for a wonderful class. As always, it is very interactive, so we are always attentive. Prabhuji, my question is, so Rupa Goswami, he he couldn't connect back to Goloka Vrindavan just because he committed an offense. But which among these six offenses did he commit? The person took offense for something that Rupa Goswami did not even think of. Like, he didn't do it intentionally. So I couldn't place his offense in one of these six.
You cannot. Because this particular pastime is a lesson to all the sadhakas that even the greatest of the devotees, who's Rupa Manjari, a direct assistant to Lalita Sakhi, even such a personality will be affected by offense if the other Vaishnava takes it. This is a lesson. So Shastras always give an extreme example so that the principle is put very clearly. And we will never face such circumstances in our life. The Shastras give all. Though this Goswamis used to sleep for Chari Dandashtya, 1.5 hours they used to sleep, not in the daytime, in the night. Can we imitate that? So Shastras always give, whether it be principles, it be Siddhanta, Sadachar, every aspect, they give always extreme examples to teach, to bring out a lesson. So at Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all these Goswamis, they come to this material world just to be humble instruments so that the Lord pulls out lessons from their lives. So they're just acting as puppets in the hands of Lord. So that is the purpose of this thing. So we cannot overanalyze any of these things. Right? Which offenses is out of the CC? It doesn't fit in. We'll not be able to. But the principle is very clear that Vaishnava Aparad is dangerous. That, you know, is our Shula Pani, Shiva. It is very dangerous. So even for Shiva, now, that doesn't mean Shiva commits offense. Now, who can be in the position of Shiva in this material world? Nobody. So what is the Shastra trying to tell? The Shastras have to exaggerate sometimes. Now, who will be other? Who is the next Shiva? There cannot be anyone who is equal to him. But still, even if you are to the level of Shiva, so great, still you will be affected by offenses. So that is exaggerated just to drive the principle more concretely into our minds. Nothing else.
So can we say that there are two aspects to it? One is the person who commits the offense. I mean, that is also one part. And the other is a person who takes offense for something. Whether it is offensive or not doesn't matter. So,
yes. We, for a practical application point of view, we are always supposed to have two things in mind. We should always remember the wrong things that we have done for others. Yes. And we should always remember the wrong things. That is something you have to remember. And you should always forget the good things you have done for others. On the other hand, from others' perspective, forget all the wrong things others have done for you and always remember the good things that others have done for you. So two things to remember, two things to forget. So, from a practical sadhaka point of view, we are always expected, ideally, to keep our mind and heart very clean. It's expected. So whatever wrong someone has done to you and whatever good you have done for others, forget it. And whatever good you have done for, good others have done for you, bad you have done to others, keep remembering. That way we remain humble and prideless. Amanit from Adam Bitpam.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Of course, from counseling point of view, this will be very helpful. If you are counseling people, how to take offense. That will be really helpful. Hare Krishna. You have exceeded the time.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful, beautiful class and nice question answer session. We are very grateful to you, and as everybody is saying, your class is so nice, Prabhuji. We are so attentive and we are always on camera so that we are not looking anywhere else, looking only to you and hearing.
That's your glory, actually. I've many times requested some forums of people I have got fed up also. Please turn on camera, otherwise I'm leaving. And then also people told, please leave. We don't want to see your face. We don't want to show our face to you. I have to sing shlokas. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hito mukau. Just as devotee says, please remove that dazzling appearance. I can see your beautiful form. So you all cooperate with me and you agree to turn on videos. That is some of you. That's why I'm grateful for that. Because I can't give classes to computer. It's not possible only. Even when I do my video recordings, I request the devotees to please come and sit. Just for my satisfaction, just sit there. I need people. Impersonalism is not there in my system.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to offer my obeisances to you. Vancha Kalpa Taru His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu.
Hare Krishna,
thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.